Sometimes we all need a friend, even if that friend only exists on a VHS tape. Today I'm discussing Rent-A-Pal, today's Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Hello everyone, and welcome to Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. I am Scott, and today I'm going to be reading off my review of Rent-A-Pal, so I hope you enjoy it. No one wants to feel alone. Our preferred levels of human interaction may vary, but prolonged isolation from other people isn't good for anyone, which means the last year and change of social distancing and quarantining has been especially hard. It's also a feeling today's movie, Rent-A-Pal, channels in a very different way. Here's the setup. It's 1990, and our lead character is David, a lonely man stuck at home with his ailing mother. Hoping for some sense of connection, David picks a VHS called Rent-A-Pal that's designed to simulate a friendship with a man named Andy. But as David bonds with Andy and attempts to make a life outside his home, he begins to wonder about Andy's true nature. Rent-A-Pal is a great low-budget horror thriller. It stumbles a little bit towards the end, likely due to its need to escalate, and ends things quickly, but all of the basic elements work. David, both in writing and performance, is a character that's easy to sympathize with and judge at the same time. It's admirable that he's caring for his aging mother, but it's also clear that he's emotionally and socially awkward, and views his mother's care as both his duty and a burden. Even the way he dresses and carries himself reads as stunted youth or awkward. And since David doesn't have a job during the day or any human interaction besides the ups and downs of his mother, a video with a friendly face makes sense. He's skeptical at first, but David seems to appreciate the false sense of connection and predictability of his time with Andy. It also doesn't hurt that Andy is played by a charismatic Will Wheaton, who toes the line between fake, scary, and overly familiar. And that undercurrent of creepiness is confirmed when Andy starts pushing David to ignore a new love interest or bring up David's family history. From here, the movie is letting the audience decide what's going on. Is this an unhealthy break from reality to help David cope with his life? Or is this something truly malevolent about these tapes? And more importantly, can David make positive changes in his life without sabotaging them? This last question is thrown into focus when David gets a real chance at romance with a woman who seems to understand him perfectly, and Andy, the guy on the tape, pushes against it. As frustrating as some might find it, I like that the movie keeps the nature of the tape open-ended. While David's psyche is filling in some blanks, it's clear that he was on edge even before he watched this tape. He has deep-seated resentments towards the world and how his life ended up, that he's never addressed before. He seems to live in darkness, thanks in part to the cinematography, and this video is literally a light that livens up his life. So maybe the tape is messing with him, and maybe he's had a break with reality. Either way, he was primed for this, and he's still responsible for himself. Brian Landis Fulkins captures this shift in David really, really well. Turns like this are hard to do because you need to invoke audience sympathy early and then have them question that sympathy down the line. His slow burn performance does this really well. It adds another layer of tension to an already tense viewing. This seemed like a good guy. Can he turn things around? My only major critique is the film's runtime. I think there's two or three scenes that introduce questions the film has no intention of answering, i.e. the nature of the tape, that could have been cut and would allow the film to maintain its tension. Likewise, the final 5 to 10 minutes feel like a sprint compared to the film's slow burn pace. But the early scenes are still very strong and the cast is fantastic. The verdict? Suitably creepy. Mining loneliness for tension, Rent-A-Pal makes the most of a small cast and a strong premise for a creepy view. This has been Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to join our Facebook group, Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie World. Thank you so much for listening. Catch you next time, everybody. Stay safe.